Good morning, guys. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. Today, we're diving into something that can truly set the tone for your entire day, because this episode's going to be a guided morning routine. It's just so important to start your day right, because the first thing you do in the morning just sets up the tone for your day. So let's start today feeling grounded, energized, and ready to take on the world. Feel free to come back to this episode every morning if you feel like you need some guidance to get in the right headspace. In this episode, I will walk you through a simple, mindful morning routine that combines intention, self-care, and positivity. So no matter what you decide to do while listening to this guided morning routine, whether you still lay in bed or you take a walk or you do your skincare, it just doesn't matter. It's just a little guide that's supposed to, yeah, help you to start your day right. Because sometimes it can be hard to establish a good morning routine. And on some days, it's just hard to get the right start for the day. But what you do first thing in the morning, are the first few decisions you make, are just so important. And they just direct how your day will evolve. So yeah, I'm just so proud of you guys that you decided to click on this podcast episode today, and let's get through this morning together and start our days right. So let's get right into this guided morning routine. Let's just first wake up our body a bit and take three deep breaths together, because it's just so important to get grounded in our bodies and to waken up. So no matter where you are right now, let's just take three deep breaths. You can do that in your own speed. Just breathe in and out. In and out. And one last time, in and out. And then just give yourself one moment to appreciate the day that lies ahead of you. You can also stretch your arms, or yeah, just do some gentle stretching to waken up your body as well. Stretch your arms above your head, or try to reach your toes with your fingers. This simple act tells your body and mind that it's time to wake up gently and intentionally. Let's do some gratitude practices together. Maybe you're still laying in bed. Maybe you're already onto your skincare routine, or you're out taking a walk. Whatever it is you're doing right now, just take a moment to think of three things you're grateful for. They can be as simple as the comfort of your bed, the sunlight streaming in, or the opportunities this day holds. Think of a person you are grateful for, a thing that you're grateful for in your life, something about your body that you're grateful for. There are so many things, even if it's the smallest ones, that we can be grateful for. Gratitude shifts your mindset from stress to abundance. So let's take this moment to just find three things. If you want to, you can also write them down or just tell them to yourself in your head. Something that's also really important to wake up our body is to drink some water, because overnight we just dehydrate. So if you haven't already, then make yourself a cup of tea or just drink a cold glass of water. That just does a lot to your body. And if you choose to take a cold glass of water, it also just wakes up your body. Movement in the morning is also something that really sets us up for the day. This doesn't have to mean an intense workout. If you don't have the time to go to the gym after listening to this podcast, to this guided morning routine, or you don't have time to do a simple 5 or 10 minutes stretching or HIIT workout on YouTube, that's no problem. Sometimes our mornings are just a bit rushed, so try just to do some gentle stretches right now. Do a few yoga poses or some squats or whatever it is you can do right now. Movement wakes up your muscles and gets your energy flowing. So just try to move your body a bit now, even if it's just some gentle stretches as we already did before. Just try to move a bit because it's just so important to signal your body that the day has begun and it's time to move. If you want to, you can also just do a short little workout after listening to this podcast. And it doesn't have to be, as I said, an intense workout. You can just take 5 minutes to just move your body a bit. It really makes such a difference. But again, if you don't have time for this, don't worry. We want to start our day positive. So don't put any pressure on yourself. If your morning today doesn't allow you to add some extra movement, then this is totally fine. Let's also set some intentions for today. If you can, grab your journal or just take a quiet moment to set your intention for the day. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? Is my intention today to be extra calm, extra gentle, or do I want to face the day with an extra positive attitude? Do I want to be energized today? What do I want to feel today? What is one thing I want to accomplish today? Is there maybe something on my to-do list that has a priority today? Is there one thing I can set an intention on accomplishing today? Pick just one thing. Don't overwhelm yourself. Right now, just think of one thing. Write it down or repeat it in your mind like a mantra for just a bit. Setting an intention is just bringing our focus on the important things. Focus on a positive feeling and one thing that will be very important and in the focus for you today. If you need to think about it for a bit longer, then feel free to pause this episode for 1 second and get into some journaling. Otherwise, let's continue with some affirmations for today. I just love affirmations because just listening to them already changes something in your head. There's so much negative self-talk we don't even realize that it can just be so healing to listen to some affirmations or tell them to yourself. So let's go through just a few of them. And if you want to, you can also repeat them or just listen. I am grateful for this new day and all the opportunities it brings. Today, I choose joy, positivity, and kindness in every moment. I am capable, strong, and ready to tackle anything that comes my way. My mind is clear, my heart is open, and my spirit is calm. I deserve to take up space, share my light, and chase my dreams. Each step I take today moves me closer to my goals. I let go of self-doubt and embrace my inner power. I'm surrounded by love, support, and endless possibilities. Peace flows through me, and I approach the day with patience and grace. I am a magnet for positivity, abundance, and success today. Okay, guys, so let's come to a mindful moment. Close your eyes now and take a few deep breaths again. Now, visualize your day unfolding with ease and purpose. Just try to see your day unfold. Think about what you will do after this episode, how your day will start, what's on your to-do list, where will you go, who will you meet. Picture yourself navigating your challenges calmly. Visualize the things you are looking forward to today and see your day unfold in the best way possible. Imagine ending the day feeling accomplished and grateful. Guys, I know it can be so hard to establish a mindful morning routine, but I'm so proud of you that you listened until this point. I really hope that you can already feel a bit more grounded and ready to tackle this day with a gentle, positive attitude. Remember, this routine isn't about perfection. It's about creating a morning flow that works for you. And if that means you want to do your own thing tomorrow and try something else, that's totally okay. But I'm so proud of you that you took this time today to just set the right tone and to try something and to do something for yourself. Just start small and build from there. Already listening to this episode is so much, and the most important thing is just to show up for yourself. You can just try things out and see what works best for you. Maybe that's journaling first thing in the morning or something else, but the morning is just such an important time, and it makes such a big difference what you feed your mind with in the morning. By starting with intention and care, you're not just preparing for the day ahead, you're creating a life that feels aligned with your values and your dreams. Because the person you show up as first thing in the morning is the person you will bring along your day. So I really hope you enjoyed this short guided morning routine. And I'd love to hear how it felt for you. Please feel free to tag me on social media or send me a message. My Instagram is the.positivity.space. And I also post a lot of self-care content on there if you want to check it out. I just want to end this episode with a quote from Lisa Hay. How you start your day is how you start your life. So let's make it a great one. Thank you so much for spending your morning with me today. I really hope this episode inspired you. If so, please share it with someone who might need a little morning motivation. And if you haven't already, it would mean the world to me if you could rate this podcast or leave a comment. And as always, stay positive, stay intentional, and have a beautiful day, guys. See you next week. Bye.